Hello everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Budget Bites Cooking on a Dime. Have you ever wondered how much your daily 5 to 10 bucks on a cup of coffee can cost you in a month? It's about $200. With that money, you could simply buy 7.5 kilograms of coffee beans. I am Vishesh Khurana, your guide to making delicious meals without emptying your wallet. Today, we're exploring the world of budget-friendly cooking. But before we get started, let me share why this topic is close to my heart. You see, I've always believed that cooking doesn't have to be expensive. Growing up, I stayed away from my family for my studies, but I was always a wizard in the kitchen. My mom was also used to teach me that with a little creativity, you can make amazing meals without spending a fortune. And that's a lesson I've carried with me ever since. Now, as someone who has been cooking on a budget for years, I'm excited to share my tips and tricks with you. Whether you are a student, a parent, or someone who wants to save a few bucks, this podcast is perfect for you. And if you are an international student like me, you know firsthand how important it is to make every dollar count. With tuition fees, rent, and other expenses, every bit of saving adds up. Saving even 20 to 30 bucks on a $100 grocery bill can make a significant difference in our tight budgets. So let's work together to find practical and effective ways to stretch our dollars further and enjoy delicious meals without breaking the bank. First up, let's talk about meal planning. It's the secret weapon of budget-friendly cooking. By taking some time to plan out your meals for the week, you can save time, money, and even stress. Plus, it helps you make the most of what you already have in your pantry and fridge. Meal planning doesn't have to be complicated. Start by completing a few meal ideas for the week, then create a shopping list based on those meals. As simple as that. You'll be amazed at how much easier grocery shopping will become when you have a plan in place. Next, let's discuss getting creative with leftovers. Instead of tossing out those odds and ends, why not turning them into something new? Leftover veggies can be transformed into a tasty stir fry, while yesterday's roast chicken can be shredded and used in sandwiches or salads. Don't be afraid to experiment and try new flavor combinations. And if you're not sure what to do with a particular ingredient, don't be afraid to get creative. You never know what delicious dish you might come up with. One of the best ways to stick to a budget is to make a list before you hit the store. This helps you avoid impulsive buys and ensure that you only buy what you need. And what I personally do is never go to the store empty stomach, because you never know what your cravings will make you buy. Plus, don't forget to take advantages of sales and discount. Buying in bulk and freezing extra is another great way to save money in the long run. Additionally, in today's digital world, there are many apps and websites available to find sales and discount at local stores. One such app that I highly recommend is Flip. Flip is a fantastic tool that allows you to explore and check which store around you are offering sales on groceries and other items. The best thing about Flip is that it enables you to compare prices across different stores, helping you find the best deals in your area. I recently started using Flip, and I have been amazed how much money I've been able to save on my weekly groceries. Just last week, I saved around $20 by taking advantages of sales and discounts that I found through the app. It's incredible how a simple tool like Flip can make such a big difference in your budget. So be sure to give it a try and see how much you can save on your next shopping trip. And finally, let's talk about cooking techniques. There are plenty of budget-friendly cooking methods that are not only affordable, but also delicious. For example, slow cooking and pressure cooking are great ways to turn inexpensive cuts of meat into tender and flavorable dishes. And don't underestimate the power of simple ingredients like beans, rice, and pasta. With a little creativity, you can turn them into a wide variety of tasty meals. Don't be afraid to experiment with different spices and seasonings to add a flavor to your dishes. You'd be surprised at how much difference a pinch of herbs can make. Well, that's all we have for today. I hope you enjoy this episode of Budget Bites Cooking on a Dime. Tune in next time where we will be sharing even more tips, tricks, and tasty recipes to help you save money and eat well. Until then, happy cooking.